CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time. And how does it feel together?
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Pre-produced at my ski lodge in East Vancouver, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. In that set, you may have heard Sick Thoughts from New York City, and that was from 2023. After that was Golden Pelicans from 2017, and then Poison Ruin from 2021. And that was Coast Show winner with the song that followed, which was from Still Depths, also from 2021. The Poison Ruin song is about as perfect a hard rock song as I can think of. I wonder if it's a cover or if anyone's covered it with the Still Depths song. It's how good the song is and the purity of intention in the song and the performance. Anyway, that was followed up by Ty Segall. That was early Ty Segall. That was from 2010. I thought the transition from the quiet verse to the louder chorus begged for a guitar riff like 10 Years Gone by Led Zeppelin. This is stupid, but this is what I mean. After that was OCs from 2020. I love OCs and Ty Segall both, but if you're that prolific, there'll always be something I don't have. Then it was The Sheaves in Mono from 2019. I still believe in The Sheaves. Then after that was Beak from 2011, followed by Elizabeth Whittington from last year, and then Jay Holy from 2013's Skeletor EP. And coming up next is Jay Holy.